The great title, Diary of a Seducer, is a phrase that Gorky took from Soren Kierkegaard, the existential philosopher. There's a lot of biological and sexual imagery within this painting. There is a certain amount of mystery in all of Gorky's paintings, as if it's a rebus or a code waiting to be deciphered. And yet you realize you don't actually have the tools to do so. And you have to give in and just accept the alternative universe that Gorky presents to you as a poetic universe parallel to our own.
Art critic and historian Dori Ashton was an early champion of the abstract expressionists. She didn't know Gorky personally, but was struck by his open reverence for earlier painters, even at a time when he and his peers were overturning what had come before them.
Gorky studied modern artists, and most particularly the greatest of the 20th century, Picasso. And when he was reproached for that, he answered, "When I'm with Picasso, I'm with Picasso." He was with them rather than trying to forge what Americans often think of as an individualist stance.
Gorky was close friends with artist Willem de Kooning, and each had a significant influence on the other.
Both spoke very knowledgeably about the history of art. And it was de Kooning who pointed out that Gorky coveted art materials even when he was very poor. He had the most expensive paints and lots of them. And he discovered what's called the liner brush, which sign painters use. And he was thrilled with that. And you can see his pleasure in the painterly line.